وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
شیخ کاظم علی.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان اللین الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و بهی نستعین و صلی الله علی سیدنا محمد و اهل بیته الطیبین الطاهرین. اللهم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم. I welcome you all to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity and we're talking about Hollywood conditioning of the subconscious mind and the extermination of human rights. I'm sure you all must have heard of Sigmund Freud. So far, what we have discussed is that how they condition the subconscious mind of human beings, and this enables them to control the choices, the free will of the human beings, which means that they are trampling the human rights of human beings on the grounds that the freedom to choose, the freedom for choice is being taken away from them. We discussed the Ivan Pavlov experiment earlier. Today, we are going to talk about Sigmund Freud and his nephew, Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew, and he was inclined towards psychological studies. He spent some time with his uncle, Sigmund Freud, and learned some of the essentials of human behavior. And then he used these psychological discussions and psychological learnings in areas where these are really dangerous for human beings. Like I mentioned earlier, the human rights, when they were created, when they were used and they were brought to the light, they were used for the benefits of human beings. And later on, people politicized it. Later on, the governments used it for sanctions and implementing economic pressure on people. Similarly, these psychological learnings were used for controlling human beings. They were now being brought into politics and economics so that these can be used for the political benefit of the governments, and these can be used for the economic benefits of the organizations. So let me narrate this experiment that Edward Bernays conducted in America in 1940s. During the 1940s, the American cigarette industry was facing a downfall. They said, we're making more cigarettes because of the industrial revolution. Our production is really high, but our sales are really low. Why? Because 50% of the population does not use cigarette, which means only men smoke and women do not smoke. So they hired Edward Bernays, a psychologist, and told him that what is it that we can do to increase our sales? Now, this is where I want you to understand that how these people use these psychological learnings to influence our choices and take away that human right that we talk about, that we are free to choose. One of our fundamental human rights is free to choose, right? So how are they influencing our choices? And not just influencing, literally telling us what to do. And this is where you will understand that how the psychologists come into picture and influence us. So Edward Bernays was given the task of increasing the sales of cigarettes. So Edward Bernays said, okay, you know what? Give me a couple of... He reached out to rich, young, beautiful women. And he said, I need 5 young, rich, beautiful women. During their Independence Day parade, he brought in these good-looking women to this parade where all the youth, all the men are gathered and all the women are gathered to watch the parade. These women get off the car and they take out cigarettes and they start smoking cigarettes in front of the gathering of hundreds and thousands of people. And tomorrow in the newspaper, it is printed as Women smoking torches of freedom. Women smoking torches of freedom. And then this has gone out to explain that those who smoke are the ones who truly feel the freedom. They are the ones who are the carriers of the torches of freedom. And suddenly, all the women in America felt the sense that, oh, if I want to show that I'm free, then I need to start smoking. If I want to show that I'm not oppressed, if I want to show that I'm not cornered in the house, I'm not a slave in the house, I need to smoke. And suddenly, within 3 months, the sales of cigarettes went up.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
So here's the point that I want to emphasize upon, that how the Western world, on one hand, talks about human rights, and on the other hand, influences us, condition us to do and behave in the way they want, right? So this is where the right to choose gets trampled, right? This is similar to what they do for the children's right. When you look at the children's cartoon system, when you look at the animations that they have in place, you will realize that they don't even care for children. They do all that for money. They do it for power. They do it for position. And that is what is important for them. Just like Fir'aun, who used to say, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, these are the guys who are using all the technology to monitor and watch children and watch their habits and design advertisements. Let me give you an example of one of the advertisements for ice creams and Skittles. When they wanted to design some advertisement for ice creams and Skittles, they brought in little children who were about 1.5 years, 2 years old. They got them to sit in front of TV and they played different types of advertisements for ice creams and Skittles. And then they placed extremely high-tech cameras around these children to monitor these children, that the number of times they blink during the advertisement. So if an advertisement is 1.5 minute long, how many times does the child blink during the advertisement? Not just that, but they focus their cameras on the pupils of the children to see that how do the pupils of the children dilate? How much do they dilate? How much are they focused on the advertisement? If they notice that the children blinked more often during the advertisement, they said these advertisements are useless, throw them away, let's design and come up with more advertisements. If they saw that the pupils dilated more, they knew that the children are stuck to the TV, attached to the TV, focused on it, and therefore these are good advertisements. And these advertisements were selected, and these are the ones that are presented on the TV. That's why we see that when our children are sitting in front of the TV and they're looking at it, they are so stuck to the TV that even when you call them, they don't listen to us. Inshallah, we will continue this in our next episode. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. And grieved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. To the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah.
محمد رسول الله. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.